KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 33 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy with a chance of light rain or drizzle continuing this morning at a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. We'll take a look at all the latest in the COVID-19 news this morning, right after we take a look at a couple of quick other local and area news headlines. Police in Red Oak Sunday night arrested 47-year-old Dennis Joseph Doyen of Red Oak. He was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault first offense. Doyen was transported to the Montgomery County Jail. And police in Red Oak arrested a Pottawatomie County woman early Sunday morning for OWI. 58-year-old Dawn Leanne Wells of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 1:15 a.m. following a traffic stop in Red Oak. Wells was charged with OWI first offense and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds is recommending that Iowa schools close for 4 weeks in a large number of districts on Sunday, announced that they would be closing, either effective today or tomorrow. State public health officials said they were notified Sunday of 4 additional positive cases of COVID-19, and public health investigators were unable to determine how 2 of those Iowans got the virus. It's more confirmation of what's called community spread is happening in Iowa.
Unfortunately, we know now that we have substantial community spread across our state, which takes us to the next level of response.
And Reynolds recorded and released a video message Sunday. You just heard that audio clip from the conference. She'll hold a news conference later today. Her decision on school closures is a reversal from Saturday night, when the governor told reporters schools around the state should make those decisions on a case-by-case basis. Now, Reynolds is recommending that all Iowa schools close for a month.
We know that these are unprecedented times, and we understand that school closures have an impact on children, families, and the workforce. But this next step goes a long way to protect our vulnerable Iowans and mitigate further spread of the virus. It also protects students, teachers, and staff with underlying health conditions, and it aligns with social distancing recommendations to protect all Iowans.
The governor said during this emergency, state officials aim to help Iowa parents with childcare, although she has not shared details of what's being planned. Arrangements are being made to provide meals to low-income students.
This is a very fluid situation. As testing ramps up, we expect the number of positive COVID-19 cases to continue to increase in the days and weeks to come. My ask of you is that you know the facts, remain calm, and to do your part in helping us mitigate the spread of this virus.
22 positive cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Iowa. 2 of the cases identified Sunday are related to international travel. Both are residents of Allamaquia County. One is middle-aged and the other is under the age of 18. The 3rd case identified Sunday is a Johnson County resident, but the person was not on the Egyptian cruise that led to the other cases in Johnson County, and investigators do not know how that person contracted COVID-19. The 4th individual is a middle-aged Polk County resident, and again, public health officials do not know how they got the virus. In other action Sunday, the governor extended a disaster proclamation that lets Iowa grocers and other retailers refuse to accept empty bottles and cans from customers seeking their nickel deposit fees. Well, we have several area schools that have canceled classes effective today, and some that are mulling it over into others that will cancel classes effective tomorrow. Now, here's the schools that have canceled classes for today until further notice or as otherwise specified. Adair Casey Guthrie Center, ACGC, is canceled. Atlantic Community Schools are canceled. Bedford is canceled until further notice. Carroll Community School District and Clarinda have canceled. Clarinda will be off for 4 weeks. Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, and Lennox will all not have classes today and until further notice. Panorama, Southwest Valley, and West Central Valley have also canceled their classes. Other districts that are closing effective tomorrow morning through March 27th, or as noted, include AHSTW, Council Bluffs, Denison Schleswig, closing for 4 weeks, Glenwood, the Harlan Community Schools, Logan Magnolia, and Nottoway Valley CAM are closing for 4 weeks, or until the 27th of the, or actually until April the 13th, I should say. Also, Riverside, Sydney, and South Page, Trainer, and Tri-Center are all closing tomorrow. Red Oak Schools are expected to make their announcement on Tuesday on the status of classes there. School boards in Iowa received important clarity Sunday night from Governor Kim Reynolds, who said that, again, school closures must occur for 4 weeks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Iowa Association of School Boards on Sunday called on school boards across the state to take seriously the health emergency, moving to close schools as quickly as possible. The IASB said in a statement that it supports the decision not to force an immediate shutdown statewide. And they say while schools must move quickly, they are allowed to take the needed steps locally to ensure the family and community preparedness as well. And the board said, we advise school boards to work immediately with local health and community agencies to ensure the health and safety of students and to communicate with parents to accomplish the closures. The IASB also says it supports Governor Reynolds' commitment to ensure policy supports for child care and meals for low-income students. Additional commitments will be needed to assist schools in resolving other issues caused by the closures, and the IASB said it pledged to support to assist schools and state policymakers in addressing those issues. In the funeral announcement, Don Chestnut, age 87, of Adair, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Don Chestnut will be held today at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Judith Kading, age 78, of Altoona, died December 10th. Graveside services for Judith Kading will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Roland Wegner, age 86, of Woodbine, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Roland Wegner will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret Rose Kirtley, age 90, of Yale, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Margaret Kirtley will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Nellie Miller, age 93, of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Nellie Miller will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Bob G. Dixon, Jr., age 93, of Menlo, died March the 9th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Dixon, Jr. will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Francis Hansen, age 96, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Francis Hansen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Mabel Buboltz, age 97, of Walnut, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Mabel Buboltz are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health care outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.